Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arclitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. I don't know if you can hear me, but anyway, it is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment, and that means we have Burton Kelso. Burton, are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what's going on, but anyway, you know, it is what it is. Anyway,
it's Tech Thursday, which means tech glitches, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. That is so probably true. Anyway, so you're here, I'm here, we're all here. That's good. Thank you so much for joining us today. And like I
no
said,
problem.
It is Tech Thursday, and so we're gonna, in spite of the glitches, we press forward. And so, as I have mentioned to you all month, that we've had several shows, we are trying to get you to look forward into 2021 and to leave 2020 behind and, you know, just take the valuable lessons, whatever they may have been, from this and go forward. So one of the things that we're trying to prep you for in 2020 are your tech resolutions. You know, you all forget about everything except your weight and your diet, and it's like you got to focus on other stuff too. So Burton has provided us with 6 tech resolutions that everyone needs to make to for the new year. So give us number one, Burton.
So number one would be to set up automatic backups of your computers, smartphones, and tablets. The problem with our devices is that we think about our devices and we don't think about the data that's stored on them. So when you have something catastrophic happen to your computer, smartphone, or tablet, and you have it backed up, you've lost that information forever. And unlike some of the popular TV shows that you see where they're able to hit a few keys and able to get information back, it doesn't work like that in the real world. Data recovery can cost anywhere from $500 to at least $2,000 and above. And in a lot of instances, even if you were to send your computer or device off to a data recovery center, there's chances that they're never able to get that information back. So it's always wise to make sure that your devices are automatically backing up to the cloud or to whatever external device that you have. Because if you rely on yourself to manually back up that stuff, it's probably never going to happen.
Well, I do try, but I do understand perfectly what you said, because we get caught up in so many other things. It's just we've got to take the time to make sure that the stuff's not freaking out. And especially, you know, we like to upgrade our tech, so we've got to make sure that the stuff that we want to keep is stored somewhere where we can go back and get it even after we, you know, upgrade our hardware.
Right. And the good thing about it is, like, I know you're an Android or a Samsung phone user, and
mm-hmm.
both Apple and Android make it so easy for you to transfer that information from one device to another device. Because am I mistaken? Didn't you get a new phone recently, or you still have your old phone?
Well, it depends on what you call old, but I think when you and I first started, I had an S5, and I have an S8 now. I've had that for a couple of years, but I guess it would probably be considered an old phone, because now S10 and beyond are out, and so. But you know me, I'm satisfied until it just completely falls apart. I usually stick with what I have. So.
Right. Yeah. Now you brought up a good point when you were talking about making that transition over from an old phone to a new phone. If you configure your phone right, then it is going to make that transition easier, so that with both Android and Apple devices, if you set it up to back up when you get that new device, it'll just zap all of the stuff from the old phone to the new phone. Same thing with tablets. And believe it or not, the same thing with at least computers. So people, and Windows computers too, but people don't think about the whole process of a smartphone or a computer if they get a new device, and backing up is one of the processes that will help make all of that happen. So it's important to back all that stuff up. And I guess, you know, rather than telling people to back up, I guess we need to tell people how to make that happen, right?
Right, definitely.
It makes sense. So
yeah,
let's go ahead and start with.
Don't tell people about just go do it, and people are like, huh, what? Okay, you know, people like me.
Right.
Right.
So let's start with Android phones, since you're an Android user. So Android and Google owns Android. So the good thing about Google is that you can just set up a Google or a Gmail account, and your Google account will back up your contacts, your calendar information. It'll also back up email and pictures. So it's all inclusive. You just need to set it up so that when you get a new phone, you just log into your Gmail account on your new phone, and then it will automatically just zap that information over to your new phone. So, I mean, it's just that simple, but it's the process of hitting the switch and making sure that it's going to back up your phone.
So this is my question about that. You know, the old saying about putting all of your eggs in one basket. So I guess my concern has always been, you know, we all back it up to the same place, and then something happens to the same place that we back it up to. So do you have any tips on that?
Well, that's kind of twofold. So for smartphones and tablets, your only option is to back it up to the cloud. Now, with an Android tablet, you can actually buy what's called an SD card, and then you can have it back up to the cloud, but then you can also copy that information to an SD card. So that way it's in two different locations. So if the cloud backup fails, then the other backup is going to be successful, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But under most circumstances for smartphones, yeah, your only option is to upload it to the cloud. But the good thing about the cloud, G, is that it is going to be backed up in multiple places, meaning that if you send it to a cloud service, they've got like 5 or 6 locations across the globe. So if one location fails, then another location is going to have that information. So it's, you know what I mean? So you do have the redundancy with the backup. So you don't, so if one site blows up, then there's going to be at least 7 more that take its place as far as a backup is concerned.
Okay. All right. All right. I feel a little better. Okay. So,
So we have now, I was going to say, now with Apple devices, it's the matter of just making sure that you sign up for an iCloud account. And so the problem with iCloud is Apple only gives you a limited amount of information. So you only get 5 gigabytes, which is nothing. That's like enough room for apps. So the best thing for Apple users to do is to go ahead and pay the extra money to Apple. So that way it backs up like everything on your smartphone and tablet and even your computer, because Apple is universal. And once you set up backup on iCloud with Apple and then, of course, buy enough room, then you need to just make sure that the switch is on, so that way you can automatically back up your stuff.
Okay. All right.
Now,
so
real briefly, I was going to say, let's talk about computers real briefly. Now, if you have an Apple computer, you can have your Apple device stored to iCloud, provided you purchase enough room for your backup. You can also get an external hard drive, and you can use a program called Time Machine for your Mac. Once you plug in the external hard drive, then your Mac will prompt you to automatically back up your information. But the key is you've got to have an external hard drive to plug into your Mac in order to do the backup. Now, in most circumstances, cloud backup is better because you just set it up and then you forget about it. But with an external hard drive, it can be a little challenging, especially if you have a laptop, because laptops, you are not going to plug in an external hard drive when you set at your laptop. It's just not going to happen. So iCloud would be good for Mac users, but, you know, if you don't want to pay the money to Apple, you can always use an external hard drive. Computer users, you can use file history in Windows to back up to an external hard drive, but probably one of the best services to use for cloud backup if you are a Windows desktop or a laptop computer owner is to use Carbonite, which is a backup service. And for $83 a year, you get unlimited backup and automatic backup of all your files and stuff.
Okay. All right. So, and I guess, I know I've probably asked you this before, but just to clarify, who benefits from using Android more than Apple or vice versa?
Nobody. Android is geared towards programmers because it's a little bit more versatile that you can open it up and design apps or personalize it to your personal taste. Apple runs a pretty tight ship, so you really can't unlock an Apple phone to personalize it. But for the average consumer, it doesn't really matter what you get. There are some apps that are only designed for Apple, and obviously there are some apps that are only designed for Android. But for the most part, your popular apps, such as your social media apps, banking apps, all of those will work on any device you get. So it doesn't matter if you have an iPhone or an LG or a Samsung, all of your popular apps are going to work.
Okay. All right.
So were you thinking about getting an iPhone? Is that what prompted that question?
Mm-mm, no.
You said, heck no.
No.
I'm not.
I'm happy. I'm satisfied. You know, there's nothing luring me. I shouldn't say this. No, I'm not going to say that. But anyway, there's nothing luring me over to that side. So
to the dark side, huh?
I didn't say that. I did not say it. Anyway. The other suggestion that you have, it's time to take a break. I need to say it before you do. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with my brother, Burton Kelso. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions for Burton, now's the time. The number's 516-387-1944. This is Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today on Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour. And we're helping you get your tech resolutions in order for 2021 with Burton Kelso of Integral. He has provided 6 resolutions. The first we just talked about, which was setting automatic backup for your computers, smartphones, and tablets. And then we've got 5 more, starting with what, Burton?
Beef up your password game, which is the second one. And so that's important because passwords are the keys to all of your online accounts. Credential stuffing, which is the practice of cyber criminals getting your old passwords off the internet and using them to sign into your online accounts, has increased because, let's face it, people just get lazy with their passwords. I mean, it's not to say that you have to change them like every month. That's not a bad idea, but at the same time, it is definitely a good practice to make sure that you're using secure passwords and that you're using different passwords for all of your online accounts. I mean, that.
I mean, and I get that. This is where the putting all your eggs in one basket problem comes in for me again, because I know that you've got things to help you save all your passwords and whatnot. Just my thing is, I'm thinking if they can hack into my passwords, then they can hack into the thing that protects all of my passwords. So that, I guess that's what my concern is.
Right. And so what normally happens with that is that you're absolutely right that, you know, it's like your house. You know, you could have the best lock on your house, but if someone really wants to get into your house, they're going to get into your house. But what you
Oh, I know that personally.
I know you
very
do,
personally.
Unfortunate.
Anyway,
But yeah, okay. If they want to get in, they're going to get in. But the thing that you want to do is to make it harder for the cyber criminals to get access to your stuff. So, yes, you don't want to use the same passwords for all of your online accounts, because if cyber criminals get a hold of your social media password and you're using the same password to your bank, then they're going to obviously access your banking information. So you want to set it up that as far as your passwords, to use different passwords for all of your online accounts. So that way, if a criminal gets into one account, they're not getting access to all. Criminals normally target their social media accounts. So, you know, if you're, and it makes sense not to use your Facebook account password to log into your bank, because, you know, that just makes sense, because it's easy to target your social media account, because all they have to do is a Google search, and then they found you, and then they can find out, you know, what you use to log into your social media account. Your bank, on the other hand, they use different username and passwords so that you can log into your bank. But, you know, if you're using the same password for all your accounts, it's just it doesn't take that much to get access to your bank. So different passwords are good, but the trick with passwords is that, again, you want to make it harder for the criminals to get access to your personal information. So that, I think that should be the mentality when it comes to, you know, upping your password game.
So now, how do you feel about forced resets? There's a site that I use regularly that sent me something saying you've got 14 days to change your password. So what, do they blow up my computer if I don't change it? Well, I mean, seriously, is that a good thing that some other entity is forcing you to do that?
Well, in a corporate environment, yes, they're going to force you to change your password. And I think that website is just to say, hey, it's been a while. You need to go ahead and change your password. And hopefully that site is just a reminder site. Whereas if you're working for a corporation where they're literally forcing you to change your password, but having a reminder service like that, you don't necessarily have to do it every 30 days, but a service that can remind you like maybe every 6 months or every year to change those passwords is not a bad idea. So,
okay.
But the other thing I was going to mention too, as far as all those different passwords, probably the easiest thing to do would be just to store them in your favorite web browser. So if you're a Firefox user, a Safari or Chrome user, go ahead and store those passwords in your browser. Again, it's possible that a cyber criminal may be able to get in and see those passwords. But at the same time, your whole goal is to make their job a lot harder to get your information. So if you're storing all your different passwords in Firefox or Chrome or Safari, you're just making it that much harder for cyber criminals to get access to your information.
Okay. All right. So we, I was creating a password the other day or something, or actually I was sharing it with my husband because he needed to get into one of my accounts and I wasn't home, and he was like, well, you need to do, I'm like, no, I am not going to remember that.
Right.
I had to sit down and think in order to make this one up, you know?
Yeah, so, that's a good one of the things that you can do as far as a practice for creating secure passwords. You can either A, like if you're going to store it within like Chrome or Safari or Firefox, it'll actually suggest a complicated password for you to use to make sure that your data is going to be safe. But the problem with that is, you know, if you have to remember it, you've got to go back to Chrome or Firefox to remember the password they suggested. One of the things that I recommend is to use what's called a passphrase, which is basically two random words and a series of numbers that will help you create a secure password. So if you make a password like, say, stinky chicken or stinky turkey, like 2021, then that is going to help you remember your passwords easier than trying to come up with your standard password. And the problem with passwords, if you try to rely on just yourself, you're going to use stuff that is personal to you. So you'll probably, regardless what you use, will probably always fall to like a birth date or wedding anniversary that is part of your password, or maybe where you grew up or where you currently live. You know, that is just making it easier for cyber criminals to get your stuff. If you're using passphrases, then it's makes it harder for cyber criminals to pinpoint that information. Because a lot of the password information we use, we're sharing on social media, even the password reset stuff. Like, you know, where did you go to school? What's your mother's maiden name? You know.
Yeah, it seems like they ask those types of questions all of the time now. And it's like, well, you know, and you're trying to, and they give you like a limited, I like the ones where they let you make up your own questions. Those are the ones
right.
I like. I don't like the ones where they ask you, because everybody seems to ask, you know, what street did you grow up on, you know? And I'm here trying to figure out how to make that complicated enough for someone else, but easy enough for me to remember, you know?
Right, exactly. You know, you're absolutely right. So the thing that they always warn people on social media when you've got the whatever challenge that they have, like the school challenge or the picture challenge, those sometimes mm-hmm. they suspect that cyber criminals put that stuff out. So it's important that you don't participate in those. But again, when you're creating passwords, you want to use passwords that aren't associated with you at all, you know, so.
And see, that's the thing where I don't know, I guess I was kind of thinking that is the thing that you want to do because there are things that are maybe only personal to you that no one else will know.
Right.
So that's why I've always kind of resorted to things that were personal to me because I figure, you know, no one else is going to know that, you know, because it's kind of silly. You know, but it's me.
Right.
You know.
I mean, that's important. I mean, it's important that you, it's important that you use stuff that you said that is personal that you're not necessarily putting out there. So, I mean, you definitely have hit upon something that's really good.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. So the password debate continues. As long as you're not using passwords, that's the main thing. That's the main thing.
You gotta use a password. You just gotta make sure that it's secure and that it's, you know, when it comes to passwords, the easiest thing to make sure that it's secure and make sure at least that you're using different passwords for all of your online accounts. You know?
No, that, I meant that, as long as you're not using the word password.
Oh, well, heck, you know. Yeah, that's Yeah, those days are long gone.
Yeah. All right. So I have a question about this next one. You say turn off your smartphone notifications. Help
yeah.
me with that.
Well, this part of comes from the social dilemma. You don't want to be too plugged into your smart devices. So the less distracted you're going to be if you turn off your smartphone and tablet notifications. So whenever you download an app, it wants to have you have notifications pop up. So like if you install Facebook, for example, it wants you to have notifications that pop up, like if someone likes a post or, but when you do that with the notifications, it keeps you glued on to your smartphone and makes you more, a little bit more addicted to your device. So one of the quick things that you can do to eliminate that is just to turn off those smartphone notifications. So that way you're not, you're checking your smartphone less and less.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can
understand that.
I used to have the CNN app installed on my smartphone. So every time there was an alert, I would get the CNN alert.
Yeah.
I was constantly looking at my phone.
Yeah.
And I did tone it down a little bit. So like during football season, you can modify the app that you can track alerts from specific teams or specific sports. But at its core,
yeah.
if you download ESPN, the app, then you're going to be getting the little C or the ESPN. You're going to be getting the ESPN alert all the time.
Oh, no.
Because there's always
no.
some sporting event
me.
Going on.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I just got, I think it must be Google. I just got it like when my team, you know, certain teams come up, like my husband's team or my team comes up, you know, then, you know, it pops up that game's starting at a certain time or whatever the case may be. And then if I'm
right.
not home, it just keeps me track, you know, keeps me in track of the score. So, yeah.
But, yeah, all those alerts are designed to keep you plugged into your phone. So the
Ooh,
whole key
that.
Is to, yeah, you don't need that. That's why it's best just to turn it off, you know.
Okay. All right, because, yeah, I do have some, and there are some notices I can do without. And, I mean, I do have, like, the news thing. I don't have CNN, but, like, a couple of local news stations. But I don't have it on my phone. I have them. They send, like, an email or whatever, and then sometimes I'll just check my email on my phone or something like that. But, you know, I get the Amber Alert thing. But I think that's – is that incorporated with everybody's phone, or is that a choice thing?
It's a choice now. You can go into your smartphone settings and actually turn off the Amber Alert, which, you know, personally, I kind of think that's cruel. But turn it off.
I don't want to turn it off. I'm just asking. I would never do that.
I didn't think you would, but I'm thinking, what kind of human being are you if you turn off Amber Alert?
That's so true. You're so right. But no, I mean, I was just curious about it. But no, I would never turn off the Amber Alert.
I almost did. I was looking at my smartphone. I'm like, man, I don't. And then I'm like, man, that's kind of cruel because I know if my kid.
No, really? Oh my God.
Yes.
No, I would never.
Like, well,
I would never do that.
Yeah, I'm
Amber
like,
Alert.
Well, I, you know.
And we got the silver alerts down here too.
Really?
For the seniors. Yes.
Right. Yeah. I knew that, but but think about it, G. What type of human being are you? If you're wanting to turn off Amber and Silver Alerts, it's like
there are some folks out there. You know that, but it's not a good thing. But no, that would not be me.
I hope not. But you're the one that brought up the question, though. So
I just asked, because I was just curious. Because I get it, and my husband gets it. But sometimes we'll be together, and one of us will get it before the other, and I'm like, what's going on? Why is he getting it before me, or why am I getting it before him?
Don't you both have the same cell service, right? You both have
Yes, we do.
Who do you have? Do you have T-Mobile?
No, we have Cricket.
Oh, okay, I got you. Well, yeah, it's just, you're just in the line, so I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but don't turn those off. That's not good.
No, we're not doing it, not doing it. Jeez, what kind of person do you think I am? Anyway, blowing past the break here, we got to allow for the show to be paid for, sort of. Anyway, the number, if you have questions for Burton, is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is Chill Out Jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B. We don't categorize. We just make what sound good, baby.
Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 on KHAM Radio.
Hey there, welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. It is the third Thursday of the month, the last third Thursday of the year, and we are here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday, and he is giving us our tech resolutions for 2021. We've already gone over a few. One is that the first one was set automatic backups for your computers, smartphones, and tablets. The second thing he said is beef up your password game. And the other thing is to turn off smartphone notifications. Where do we go from here, Burton?
Oh, that's a good question. Where do we go? I'm just in a silly mood today, aren't I? No, the number four is to make sure that you're savvy about cybersecurity. And that means that not only you, your parents and your grandparents need to be aware about it as well. Because of COVID, there are so many scams out there that we could spend at least 3 G's power hours talking about them all. But it's very important that you're aware of what scams are out there and make sure that you're informing your parents and grandparents too, so they're not falling for them as well. 2021 obviously going to get worse to cybercrime because it's a several billion dollar industry. So it's important that you beef up your game when it comes to cybersecurity. So number one thing that I always tell people, and I know I've said this on the show multiple times, is that 99% of cybercrime requires user interaction. That means that cybercriminals are really no longer interested in hacking your smart devices, tablets, or computers. That means that your smart devices and computers also have the latest and greatest protection, as long as you're doing your updates, to keep you your devices safe from all of the cybercrime out there. So if you fall for a scam, that is the most common way that your devices are going to get hacked. So that means you have to allow people to get into your computer, smartphone, and devices in order to hack them. If you become a victim of identity theft, it means that you didn't take due diligence and make sure that you have changed passwords or that you're making sure that you're not giving out personal information to cyber criminals when they call. So it's all about the individual and what they're doing to inform themselves in order to keep safe from all the cyber crime activity out there.
Okay.
Because that's why always worrying about your phone getting hacked into. And I keep telling you, no one really cares about your phone, or mine.
No one cares about my phone. No. No,
they don't really care about your devices. So as the other thing that we should talk about as far as being cyber savvy is to just know what type of schemes that are out there. Like phishing schemes are prominent now, and they come in different forms. So you've got your email phishing scheme. You got what's called vishing or voice phishing. And vishing is the act of the old IRS call, you know, hey, there's a problem with your, and we're going to send the feds. They're down the street. They're going to knock down your door type of scam. There's another scam called smishing, which is SMS, text messaging schemes, where you get a bogus message on your smartphone saying that you there's a problem with whatever, your spouse or your package or your toy or whatever you bought during the holidays. Even on corporate scams, as far as people working remotely now, you have what's called spear phishing, which is where people make customized phishing schemes to you in order to trick you out of your information. And then there's another one called whale phishing or whaling, where people will either impersonate your company CEO in order to get company information. Or
I've had that happen.
Really?
Yes, I've had that happen. When I became a board member for the Orlando Regional Realtor Association, it happened.
Really?
Yeah, and it was the day that I was home and I was sick, and someone was trying to get me to go and get some gift cards because they were like, you know, they were in the meeting, they couldn't get out, and they needed to go get these gift cards to say thanks for the people in the meeting. And I started to respond, and then the way they responded back, it was like they didn't really take in what I said in terms of the first response, and that's when I became suspicious. And then I looked at the email, and the email was a little bit off from the person's normal email. And so I called them, and then they told me they were in a meeting, and I told them what it was, and like, no, I didn't do that. And so, but it seems to happen for every time we get a new board or new term for the board, mm-hmm. it seems
right.
to happen every
wow.
year, like clockwork.
Yeah, what happens with a lot of the corporate stuff, especially with COVID, is cyber criminals actually will get on LinkedIn to find out who is in which position at what company, and then they can use that as ammunition to attack employees of the company, because what you're starting to see on LinkedIn is corporations will start to create LinkedIn accounts. And then if you go to a company's LinkedIn page, you can see how many employees work there. Well, then obviously it gives you access to all the employees that work there. People put their contact information on LinkedIn so that they can email the employees pretending to be the boss or call them. And it is just become a big thing. And of course, in the normal circumstances, if under business, you're at the office, criminals would have to get through the front desk call system in order to get to you. But since most people are working remotely, then they can just use their personal email to act like they're the corporation and ask for important credentials. So it's a big thing. The other big thing as far as cybercrime is concerned is always, you know, just the phishing in general, meaning that cybercriminals are always going to be sending out phishing emails to people, and that's how most cybercrime occurs. It's some form of phishing. So what you, your parents, or grandparents need to know is that if they get any correspondence asking for personal information, don't hand it out ever. And I think that's how a lot of seniors are scammed, is that they're so trusting. And another scheme that's popping up is what's called credential stuffing, which is the act of cyber criminals getting your old credentials off the internet and using them to log into your online account, which goes back to the whole password thing. But it's, you know, it's like you need to make sure that you try to keep as much personal information off the internet. And it goes back to the thing that you were saying, you get the alert saying that you need to change your password every so often. I mean, that's true. You do need to go in and change it. So, I think the thing that people need to realize with cybercrime, because of all the data breaches that have been occurring since 2012, your information is out there in one form or another. Your email is out there. Your passwords or ones that you've used have been out there. So you need to make sure that you're aware of that and that you're changing information on a regular basis to keep your account secure.
Okay. All righty. So we've got to be a little bit more savvy. We've got to, I guess, lock down our devices and stuff the way we are supposed to be locking down our houses and cars and stuff too. So.
Well, you need to, because you're out and about with your laptop selling homes. So I hope you have a password on your smartphone, and I hope you have a password on your laptop too.
I have a password on my smartphone. I have a password on one of my laptops. The other one, I need to put one on there. And then I guess I got this other new device now that I need to, I haven't even sat down with the manual on yet. That'll be a Christmas Day thing, I think. Anyway.
Right. One of the other things I was going to say about laptop password protection is if your laptop is out and about, like with you being a rock star realtor, and if you have a mobile business, yes, you need to have a password on your laptop and on your smartphone. But if you're one of those people where your laptop is just sitting in front of you in your desk and you never take it anywhere, you don't need a password on it, you know, because a password on your laptop is only to keep people out in case you lose it. But if it's sitting at the house all the time, you don't need a password on your desktop or your laptop computer. So just remember that.
If you don't have a password on it, can't someone access your computer remotely? Would they need the password to access your computer remotely, or no?
No, because there's several things that are protecting someone just jumping into your computer. Number one, your laptop, whether it's a Windows or Macintosh computer, has a firewall, which makes it invisible to the internet. And then the other protection that you have is your cable provider, the modem that you get from them, it's got a firewall built in it. So that's keeping your computers invisible. The way that criminals are able to hack into computers, G, is that tech support phone call that comes in that says, hey, you've got a problem with your computer. Do you mind if we remote in? And if you agree, then they'll send you a link that you click on that allows them to get into your computer.
Okay, but what about, like, using wireless in your house?
Oh, well, yeah.
Doesn't that make it
Wi-Fi.
Accessible? Yeah.
No, well, no. No, because if you've got Wi-Fi, your wireless hopefully has a password on it. But even if, say, someone hacked into your Wi-Fi, again, your computer has precautions set in place that they just can't log in and look at your file.
Okay.
Windows and Mac has a feature where you have to enable it in order for people to see what's on your computer. Other than that, they'll be able to see your computer on the network, but they wouldn't be able to access it.
Okay. All righty. So we are going to take a quick break, our last break, and we are going to come back with some more 2021 resolutions, tech resolutions for you. We have Burton Kelso here from Integral. It's the third Thursday of the month, Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. And if you have questions in the last few minutes, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Spreading the word of the Lord through music ministry on Gospel 107. We're live on NHISG 101.1 every Sunday. Gospel music from legends Lee Williams, Rance Allen, and Shirley Caesar. Join us for Sunday service delivered by Pastor Regina Johnson, Pastor Russell Moore, and Pastor Johnny Ray Noble. Bible study with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. And Christian Talk Radio with Pastor Renetta Watson, Pastor Annie Sally, Pastor Warren Sally, and Benita Coney. Gospel 107, every Sunday on Never Had It So Good, 101.1.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Join us next week. We have the Warrior Princess back on with us, Nadine Brown, attorney. She's going to be on with us on Tuesday, and we've got some other stuff going on, so make sure you tune in. Number 516-387-1944. We have Burton Kelso in the role right now, giving us our 2021 tech resolutions. And so what's the next one, Burton?
You need to fact check. Election's
okay.
Over, but there's still stuff going on out there. I mean, oh my gosh, it's nerve-wracking just to see all the misinformation that's being shared on social media. So always go to Snopes or fact check. Yes, it's Snopes.com where if you want to fact-checked information. And then the other one, I think, is factcheck.org, where you can go and find out if what you're seeing online is true. Yes, factcheck.org. Go there before you start sharing information on the internet. And it's
really,
it's
start sharing information, period.
What'd you say, G?
Just before you start sharing information, period, not just online. Seriously.
But I think real quick is that I think now that the Trump era is over, that, I mean, the misinformation is going to be there, but you're not going to see, you know, the leader of the free world saying that news, you know, our trusted news sources are fake. You know, some do have a slant, but for the most part, you know, Fox to some degree, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. I mean, they're sharing the facts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know, but
yeah,
you've got so many people. You've got so many people now that you know. They say now a lot of people are not getting their news from the traditional news sources. They are going online to get information and calling it, you know, gospel truth. There, it's like
right.
No, it's not necessarily the truth. So yeah, we do need to do the fact checking. I think the cat is out of the bag with that one, Burton, as they say. You know, I think people, you've got to check no matter what.
Right. The other thing that's starting to prompt more people that they need to fact check is that you've got these alt-right social media sites like Parler and MeWe that people have gone to. And, of course, it's the sky's the limit as far as what people can post there. You know, with Twitter and Facebook, at least they'll scan. And if it's not true, they'll take the post down. But with Parler and MeWe, their whole deal is free speech. So if you feel that it's good news, then they're going to – or good in real news, they're going to let you post it on there, even if it's fake or not. So that's
right.
One of the things that we'll have to worry about. So I always tell people, regardless what social media platform you're on, go to Snopes and go to factcheck.org to verify – the information that you're reading or that you're wanting to share.
Yeah, for sure. You know, because yeah, I've heard a lot about Parler lately, and it's like, you know, they're not putting any restrictions on anybody, from what I understand. And that's not good. You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Exactly. I agree with that 100%. You know, but yeah, it's important to fact check. So. Do it, people.
Yep. Yeah, like the Nike thing. Just do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have one more for us today?
Yeah, sure do. And that's to take a break from technology. Unplug. In this digital world,
yeah.
It's so easy. And I kind of envy you in that aspect because you kind of unplug just naturally. You don't, you know, you're just not into posting on social media a lot or. And that's good.
I do some stuff, but it's just, you know, I'm just not into, it's like life is just too short, you know, to be engaged with a lot of frivolity. So, so a little bit is good, you know, but there's just like some stuff gets, I don't know, some stuff I find on social media is like, really, you took the time to do this, you know, I'm like, I guess I'm a little bit too serious and stuff. It's a blessing and a curse. I have to say that it's a blessing and a curse. But, I mean, there's other things I like to do. My husband and I, you know, we like movies, you know, and so we try to do a good movie or whatever. You know, I'm trying. I got to start back over again, but to be more proficient in the garden. So, you know, that's one thing, you know, because I just think that, and I actually am probably one of the people that is not real happy with this whole pandemic thing in terms of not being able to gather socially, you know, because I like to do that. I liked it when we had our annual picnics. I liked it when we would go to my cousin's for the Super Bowl party or especially because a lot of times it fell on my birthday. But anyway, I liked the Super Bowl party. I liked the Christmas brunches. And all of that stuff now, you know, it's either toned down or not happening, you know. And I miss doing those social gatherings with people, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of – but, yeah, I do unplug because otherwise I think you can get real caught up and get real intense, you know, and like you say, you run the risk in terms of buying into everything that's on social media. And so you have to kind of pull away and reevaluate and reassess. I think that's just very important. It's social media, as far as I'm concerned, is just a tool. It's a tool. It gets, you know, certain information from point A to point B, but it's not, to me, it's just not real life. So,
I agree. And I think that's why that Netflix documentary is called The Social Dilemma, because, yeah, it has its good points, but at the same time, it can definitely cause a negative effect on our society because of the misinformation, the addictive quality of specific websites, and just technology in general. So, I mean, it is a big dilemma, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so yeah,
I've got to do that too. I have not done that. I'm ashamed to say I have not done it, watched it yet.
Yeah, you need to. It's pretty eye opening.
No, I trust you. You know, from the little bit that you were able to share with me, I am totally behind you with that. you know, it's probably going to make me more, gets more paranoid than I already am. But, you know. So anyway.
You need to be informed.
So those are
wrong with being a little paranoid. You need to be informed. And that show does an excellent job of informing people. I mean, when you've got top tech people on a documentary saying, yeah, we don't use social media, and you probably need to limit yourself too, it's a big problem. So watch it or else.
Couple minutes we have left. I do want to ask you a quick question, though, about the whole thing with Facebook. In your opinion, is Facebook a monopoly?
That's a good question. I would say probably so, because they own WhatsApp, they own Instagram, so they own a large majority of social media. But at the same time, with this whole thing with Parler and MeWe, I mean, they have pulled some people away, but I mean, Facebook's a juggernaut. So, you know, yeah, I would say that they somewhat have a monopoly because they have the most subscribers. But, you know, now that's kind of taken away because you're starting to see the rise of other social media platforms pop up. So I think maybe we need to monitor it for a few more months before we decide to break them up because, you know,
yeah,
there's other things that are coming down the pike. So. You know, something
see,
to think about.
While I think they might be, at the same time, I kind of agree with what one person said about, well, you know, in turn, and I agree with regulation to some extent because I think some people just aren't good at regulating themselves. But the thing is, they were saying, well, you know, you had to go through a certain process in order to purchase WhatsApp, in order to purchase some of these other things. So, you knew what was going on when you approved this.
Right.
So why wasn't this dealt with at the time of purchase? You know,
right.
When they acquired
I
these entities. Yeah.
Right. So. I get it. I agree.
So what's going on with you for Christmas? Quickly.
Just staying at home.
Staying home. Unplugging. as only a tech person can. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Stand at home. So what about you? Well, what are you stay at home too?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. My husband's a couch potato, yeah. We're home.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for your contribution to D's Power Hour and our society as a whole. Have a very blessed Christmas, you and your family, Bernie.
Thank you, G. You do the same.
Take care. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
Give up the high praise. Come on, thank you. Give up. Give up. on your feet in here. Woo! The high praise.